So we are very fortunate indeed to have Sister Aruna with us. She had been very, very busy in the IP retreat, and now she has time for serving the Brahmins. And she lives in Kuwait. I think you all know her. You all know her? Those who don't know her, raise your hand. Acha. So Sister Aruna has been with Baba since childhood, her whole family with Baba in London. And her two sisters are already dedicated to Baba. Sister Jasu, you know Sister Jasu in London? No? Who translates? So she and, what was the elder sister's name? Nemo, who looks after Hounslow Center near the airport in London. And Sister Aruna lives in Kuwait. So Kuwait, Bahrain, and many, you know, she looks after these places in the Middle East. She lived for many years also in Canada. So Dadi Ji keeps sending her wherever there are new centers to be established. And I don't know if you all have read what her articles in It's Time, you know, the articles which come of Aruna Ladwa. So that this is Aruna Ben. So we give her a big hand, and she has come all the way from Gangsarovar. We give you all a class. Oh, Shantivan. Oh, you were in Shantivan. Okay. So she's come from Shantivan just to meet all of you and give you a class. How long are you staying?
Bus going back, 7:30. You mean leaving Madhubai?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, she's leaving tomorrow. So very lucky, yeah. And I gave her the topic, you know, Baba keeps saying, in every Murli, in some way or the other, you know, wah, wah, wah children, wah, Baba, wah, wah drama, wah. So every time when Baba says wah, it has definitely a different meaning. And she's very clever at it, in interpreting each word in a different way.
I think you should stop, Shashi.
So she will share this, the significance of wah, wah. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sheila. I think she's set up too much of an expectation now, right? I have to live up to this expectation. Huh? Oh, good. You have no expectation. That's good. So, Om Shanti. Always lovely to be with the Brahmin family. And I really don't see what I say as classes. I really... I just share what's in my heart, and then I like there to be interaction. So if you have any comments or questions, then we can also take that up. So yes, the subject is Wah Baba. But is it only Wah Baba, or is it Wah many other things? Wah many other things, isn't it? And the translation of Wah actually is what? Wonderful. Wow, yeah, or really wonderful. So since, you know, Sheila Ben gave this topic, so it's been at the back of my mind today, and I've been thinking, do I really say that everything is wonderful? You know, like as I live my life, as, you know, say the tea doesn't come on time, or there's no snacks today, or the water doesn't come, or like, you know, with everything that happens, can I say like wow, or am I crying at the same time that I'm saying wow? Because I feel like this wow has to really come from deep in our heart, and it has to come from a place of understanding. It's not an intellectual wow. You know, anybody can say, oh, wah, wah, right? And then we think these people are crazy because they're just saying wah, wah all the time, right? But I think what Baba really wants us to do is have a really deep understanding of what is jnana, what is drama, what is cycle. And then from that place, we really say with conviction that, no, this is great. This is wah. And so it's like really reframing, you know, I have to reframe my mind into really believing that there is something positive in everything. Even if I can't see it in that immediate moment, but there is something positive in that moment. Even if really something is going drastically wrong, I'm sure all of you now have had many things that have happened to you, and now if you look back on hindsight, you realize like, wow, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here, or if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be stronger. If that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be pushed to do something else. So the art or the beauty or the importance is to remember that in the now, is to remember that in the moment, that no, there is something of benefit in what is happening right now. We can always look back and say, yeah, yeah, that was great, and we think we've passed the test, but the importance, I think, and the importance of what? The importance of me keeping my peace of mind is to remember in the now that yes, everything is good and everything is great. And what does Baba say? Baba says, even if it's not great, if you keep a positive attitude, then it becomes great, doesn't it? And again, I've seen this many times, like, you know, in our countries where people are not always cooperative, and but you give a smile and you speak nicely and sweetly, and then you kind of mellow them down, and you know, you help them tone their anger down, and then after a few moments, you know, they start like speaking to you calmly, and you know, they realize that what they're doing is not right. So, you know, slowly but surely, you make the atmosphere positive with your positive energy, with your positivity. And I think that's what we have to remember, is that yes, everything's great. If not, everything will be great. There is a reason behind everything. Everything is accurate. And that's what I'm saying. That kind of self-talk has to take place in our mind all the time. That kind of, you know, really we have to, I was thinking, I wrote this last article, which was resolving misunderstandings. And I'll mention a few points from that because it's kind of connected. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I gave the example that, you know, you call somebody and you hear the phone ringing, but they don't. Okay? Then after some time you think, why didn't they call me back? Because you think they would have seen the missed call. Or you send a message, and that's happened to me here in Mount Abu, you know, Shantivan, Mount Abu, Gyan Sarovar. You know, somebody sent me a message and they thought I should get back to them, but I didn't. And I said, but I didn't see anything. So, again, what happens is we think, we rely on technology and we think, well, I called them, didn't they see my missed call? See, they're being rude, they're not answering, you know, they think they're so busy. You know, and we create all these waste thoughts in our mind. When in reality, there was no missed call on their phone, there was no missed message. And this is the point, that if I want, I can think negative. And as I think negative, I'm actually creating negativity in my mind. And as a result of my negativity, I'm actually spoiling the relationship. Because now I'm assuming that, you know, they're not responding, or they didn't do, or they're not doing. But, on the other hand, if I am to keep my peace of mind, then I really do have to think positive. Which means really give them the benefit of the doubt that, oh, maybe the phone, you know, didn't get through, maybe they didn't get my message, or yes, maybe they were busy. It does take this kind of, I'm coming to my point, which is we kind of have to be a bit like Baba in the sense of having that big heart and being positive, you know, and being loving and caring and being on that side of the spectrum of our virtues, where if something happens, then we are like Mama or like Baba, and we say, yes, there, don't worry. You know, it's okay, I understand. Rather than accusing and patronizing and being negative and, you know, condemning. And I think why Baba keeps saying Wah Baba is because when I do say Wah Baba from the heart, then it's like I keep myself in that frequency of being Baba-like. You know, if I keep saying Wah Maya, what frequency am I in? Like, who am I giving credit to? Sure, Maya is wonderful, Maya is great, but that's not the energy we want in our life. And so the more I think of Baba, and it's not Wah Baba as in Wah Baba, see you created my beautiful drama for me, because Baba doesn't do anything like that. Right? There are some Brahmins who feel that, see, Baba gives me good and Baba gives me bad and Baba's responsible and... That's right. Baba, give me my parking space. Like, do you think Baba's sitting there to give you your parking space? No. But what we are doing as we connect in Baba's frequency is almost like we are keeping ourselves a little above the drama and not getting so tied up in the drama. Because the drama is swinging us, actually. You know, good happens or bad happens and we are constantly fluctuating. If something good happens, I'm happy. If something bad happens, I'm sad. And I'm ebbing and flowing, you know, with that drama. But if I keep myself really like aligned, it's like a tree, you know, like your feet or the roots of the tree are really embedded. They go very far, very deep, and it keeps the tree very stable and still. But then there's a part of the tree that is also flexible and flowing. And that's almost like what my nature has to be like, where I am really solid in certain aspects of knowledge, but then I can also be a little flexible as well. But my roots, my foundation have to be, you know, solid and firm. Unshakable, yeah. So this thing about keeping myself in Baba's frequency is that I stay positive, I stay powerful, I stay light, I stay might, loving, caring, all the virtues that we know that Baba represents for us. And with that kind of, you know, alignment with Baba, then again, as I put myself on a little elevation from the drama, then I'm able to see why things are happening the way they are. Just as Baba knows, right? Baba does not question. Baba does not doubt. Baba does not judge. So it's these qualities of Baba that we need to adopt, whereby I say, yes, you know, if I am to be as knowledgeful as Baba, then really everything's happening as it's supposed to be. But the thing is, I have to learn something from that. And that's my lesson. What do I need to learn from that situation? Things are happening, okay? In fact, I always say, everything is just it. But I turn it into good or bad, beautiful or ugly, depending on my perspective, depending on my glasses, depending on my vision. But everything just is. You know, some people come to this hall and say, wow, so lovely, so nice. And others come and say, ooh, so ugly. So is it the hall or is it their vision? Their vision, isn't it? It's really how you see everything. So again, really in the drama, nothing is bad, nothing is inappropriate, nothing is wrong, actually. Nothing is wrong. But it's me with my thoughts and my expectations and, you know, my building up of things that I make it good or bad, beautiful or ugly, or positive or negative. So if this is in my hands, this is the choice that I have, then why don't I just make things positive? Why does it have to be negative? Because if I make it negative, I become negative. And this is what I don't want to be. So let me choose, as Baba, like Baba, as a master, let me choose to make things positive. And then I realized that the more positive I am, I don't know if some of you believe in the law of attraction. Yeah? I mean, they talk a lot about it in the world. But here, this is what Baba's teaching us every day. You think positive and positive comes to you. This is law of attraction. So I think, yes, everything that's happening in my drama is happening for my benefit. Everything that's happening is conspiring me to become great, is to become like Mahan, you know, to become wonderful, to become a deity, to become a master. If I think in this way, then yes, I do accept it as, wow, great, you know, what an opportunity. Which is, again, this thing, no? The optimist or the pessimist. So the optimist says, yes, wow, great, an opportunity to better myself. Whereas the pessimist says, see, another obstacle. What to do, you know? And they give up. So, yes, this thing of really it's important, and I've been practicing with this as well. In fact, really all the articles I write, there's something in it that I'm practicing, which is why I write about it, because then I feel it comes from the heart. But this call business is something definitely that happened. And let me just say that, you know, we live in such a world where there are so many unpredictabilities, you know. For example, there is a lot of traffic that does make people late. And phone calls do go astray and messages do go astray. And you ask somebody to pass on a message and maybe it didn't get to them. And, you know, like things are not as you might think would happen. So, again, we get into this mode of thinking, no, I organized everything, I planned everything, I told that one and this one, and it should happen. And in theory, it should happen, but it won't. It won't. It just won't, you know. And again, we experienced this during the retreat. I mean, no matter how much you plan and no matter how much you tell people, but there's always that human element where things go wrong. And so in that moment, immediately, you know, I would think, okay, forget that, you know, he forgot, or forget that this totally, you know, wasn't mentioned, or what to do now, what's needed right now. Let's fix it now, instead of going into, see, that didn't happen, see, you didn't do that. I mean, it doesn't help. Yes, afterwards I can sit with them and say, look, should have been like this, but in that moment, just fix it, you know. So even with our life, you know, don't assume that, you know, it's really Kali Yuga. It's really, nothing is always going to go the way you planned. And so don't set yourself up for that, for disappointment. So, yes, to just say, yes, fine, whatever's going right is good, whatever hasn't gone right, okay, I have the means to fix that now. And this is where I come to, yes, this point of Baba again, where Baba does not help us to, no, let me reword that. Baba does not fix our life for us, but he gives us the power to fix our life. Because if Baba fixed, you know, your life and your life and your life, then he should fix yours and yours and yours. Right? And that's where Baba is. Absolutely fair. So again, you know, don't think that, oh, Baba should do this, Baba, Baba, Baba. You know, again, there are some people who like Baba, 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 like a mantra, you know. So it's good to be in remembrance of Baba and what Baba represents. But know that my connection has to be such that I'm taking power from Baba. And I think that's what this wa does for me. When I say wa from my heart, then it somehow kind of clears the way for the connection to be made, for the power to flow. Because when I say wa, I believe. Right? When I say wa, I believe that something is good or for my betterment. But when I say why, then there's doubt, isn't there? Then there's question mark. So I'm not opening the channels to receive from Baba or to receive what Baba is giving. And the whole point of this Brahmin life really is, and in fact there were quite a few things that, you know, Baba was saying. that are connected with the wa, right? For example, Baba said, to move forward means to merge Bab Dada into your heart. Anything of the heart can never be forgotten. And there can be constant remembrance. So again, when I'm remembering Baba with the heart and not the head, then it's natural, the love naturally flows. Even if you look at human relationships, if you really love somebody with the heart, you know, no matter what their flaws, etc., they cooperate, they give, you know, there's an automatic return, isn't there? But if you love from the head, where you think, oh, I should love everybody, that's loving from the head. But loving from the heart, again, it has to have a deeper belief where this is all my family, this is the only family I have, this is the variety family, you know, variety specialities. And that's kind of loving from the heart. And then you meet the Father in your heart whenever you want. To the extent you remember Him, you can make Him emerge accordingly. And this is a good point. Because again, in any situation, in any difficult situation, in fact, one of my early blessings from Baba was the time you say Baba, Baba is bound to help you. And really, it's one line, but it's one line that has helped me so much, which is a bit like this. You know, that the moment you remember Baba with your heart, and it's not like He just suddenly appears, you know, and there's magic and thunderstorm, and it's not like that. But again, you feel like a certain power inside that you can deal with this situation. You know, it's almost like you feel this shadow of this Baba authority behind you, just ready and like waiting to hold you and help you to get through that, whatever it is. So that's the point, is this feeling of like, Baba is with me, Baba is beside me. And think about it, that's really what we want as a Brahmin. Because this path is not easy, it's not easy, it's quite difficult. You know, if you try to walk this path without Baba, it would not be possible. It really wouldn't. Like, celibacy would not be possible, and vegetarianism may not be possible. At least the strict vegetarian diet that we have, which is don't eat out and don't eat certain things and stuff like that. Relationships, you know, seeing each one for their qualities. That's one of our pillars, right? Seeing each one, like having divine virtues and seeing the divinity in others. And just the regular daily discipline of getting up and, you know, Amrit Vela, Murli, and 7 o'clock, and it just wouldn't be possible. So it's really Baba's power, and I've seen this over time and time, that yes, the more one remembers Baba, it's like love begets love. And you really do see this, like even in Kuwait, you know, there are some people who take the course, and we take them through the course very slowly. So, you know, they say, after the first few lessons, when you speak to them after the class, they say, oh yeah, you know, really, Baba's helping me, Baba's helping. And when you hear them say Baba, you know that they don't know yet the full capacity of Baba and how we know Him. But even what they are saying, it's real for them. You know, that, yeah, Baba's helping, Baba's. And there's one brother who took the course about 2-3 years ago, who's a kind of IP soul, and in touch, and as a friend. And from time to time we invite him, and when he comes, you know, again, when I hear, you know, Baba come from his heart, of course he would love to come to the center more, but his busy schedule and everything, whatever the reason, he can't. But, you know, he says, Aruna, I never forgot the lesson of Baba, and how I feel like Baba helps. So this is the thing, it's like when these souls can feel that, then why can't we? Why can't we feel the magnitude, you know, of Baba and what Baba can do? And sometimes, me including, you know, we belittle Baba. We don't give him as much weight as we should. In other words, we don't say, yes, Baba, I trust you fully and I'm going to leave it to you. Okay, let's think of Baba. So actually, why don't we just stay in this yoga for a few moments and let me just speak a few words of commentary. So right now, in this moment, it's just me and Baba. Baba and I in the soul world. And as I sit in front of this Supreme Sun, I can feel the rays of His light. In that moment, I am a tiny point, but inside I feel great. Baba is uplifting my spirit. Every day Baba reminds me of who I am. Child of God. Masters of the world, Almighty Authority, and every day He increases my self-respect. Baba is the only one who can talk to me in this way. And Baba is the only one who can see the full potential of I, the soul. So Baba is great, and I, as a child of Baba, I also inherit these divine qualities. And in this way, Baba makes me great. I am as great as I think myself to be. No one can make you feel any greater than you believe you are. And so as I clean myself, as I purify myself, then I'm able to absorb more of Baba's powers. Right now, let me ask myself, percentage is my self-respect? Can I say that I am wow? I am wa? I am wonderful? Or is there a resistance? What resistance? Om Shanti. So as I was saying, you know, Baba's greatness is related to my greatness, isn't it? And really, if I'm a child of God, then why am I not great? Not from an arrogant point of view, not ego point of view, but I do feel that, yes, if I feel I'm great, then there's also a great responsibility that goes with that. So it's not just I'm great and I sit on my throne and I say I'm great, but with that greatness I am fulfilling the responsibility of changing the world, of changing myself. So anybody felt a resistance to their being wow? Everybody's wow in this room? Everybody's great? Everybody's wonderful? Wow, that's why Baba looks at the gathering and says, you know, wow, you know. Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing actually. This is a realization I came to few weeks ago. Of course, we know it, but it's when it clicks, right? That we can't really make a shift in our life until we realize something. Like, realize something related with that. Like, I'm talking about, say, the vices. Like, I know that anger's not good for me. I know that ego's not good for me. I know that attachment's not good for me. We know many things, right? We know from the Murali. Knowing means knowledge. But it's when I have an experience with attachment, and then I realize, realize means it hits me, you know? It's clicks. That, this is really not good for me, like I'm hurting myself through this. Then that theory turns into practical, and then I'm able to make that shift. It's like really, you know, you have your kitchen appliances, and everyone who knows how to use it, they'll tell you, oh, it's easy, it works like this. But until you figure it out, you know, you think, no, this is too complicated. I don't want it. You know, somebody gave us one of those power juicers, and for a week it was sitting in the kitchen. It was used by them, it wasn't new, but for a week it was sitting in the kitchen because the brother there, he didn't know quite how to put the pieces. And it is a bit complicated, and the pieces look funny. Plus, the brother we have, he didn't know how it should look in the end, you know? Like what this juicer should look like in the end. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to have to put my head in this. So I went to the kitchen and I started playing with it. And even I thought, well, you know, I tried to use my logic, this, the thing comes out here, da-da-da. And, you know, eventually I had to still go to the internet to make sure that, you know, the juicer is, and I said, oh wow, yes, it makes sense, you know. And then it was so easy after that. And every day, you know, we get juice from this juicer. It's cleaned, and even the cleaning has to be done properly. But it's when you know how, that's the point. When you know how, everything becomes easy. And so understanding is the key to change. Like, if I don't turn that knowledge into wisdom, I will not change. So part of my journey towards this wah and wow is to really take knowledge, to churn it, to make it mine, to make it practical, and then really from my heart I will say wow. Because that's what Baba did, that's what Mama did, that's what the Dadis did. And we want to follow, right, their path, because we know it works. So, yeah, if something, if I'm, we'll call it resistance, or if I'm struggling, or if I'm not changing somewhere, even for me now, I know I'm not changing in certain areas because I'm not paying attention enough to really realize that thing deeply enough. It's not just the damage it's doing to me, but just not understanding the dynamic of that sanskar and how it's playing on me. In other words, how it's blocking me from actually moving further forward. So for that, yes, really, daily study and churning and, you know, and really what I try to do also now that I'm writing a lot is just try and find things to churn that would be good matter for writing. So I'm trying to use my time, even the lessons, as I told you, lessons I'm learning, I'm saying, oh, this is great. You know, how can I communicate this? Like, first I have to understand it to be able to communicate it. So I'm using all of that as a means to learn, as a study, let's say, as a research, you know, which is really helping me with my growth, because again, okay, let's get to the bottom line. Why do we do all this effort? Is to stay peaceful and to stay happy. And this is what Baba was saying a lot yesterday, wasn't he? No matter what, you stay happy. And of course, with happy, we have to be peaceful to be happy. So the reason for using Gyan, the reason for using Baba, or use anything that you can to just hold your peace, to hold your happiness. And that is the key to a good Brahmin life. That's the key to a successful Brahmin life. Because Baba said, no, Maya is waiting. Maya is eager. See, Maya's customers are the unhappy customers. Right? Maya likes sad customers. So the moment you're sad, you've gone into Maya's camp. So Maya's winning. As soon as you're happy, Maya doesn't like it. You see? So then it becomes a tug of war, like Maya saying, come, and Baba saying, come, and that's when there's that struggle. So anyway, yes, the key to all this effort that we make is to not let go of our sanity, to not let go of our peace, to not let go of our calm, to not let go of our happiness. Does what help? Doesn't it? The sister has a new car. Sister has a new car and somebody comes and puts a scratch on it. So she's saying, how can I say, wow, what a wonderful scratch? But I think you should, because at least the first scratch is done and over with. So the other scratches will not mean anything, you know? Like, that first bang is always important, isn't it? Exactly, that's what I'm saying. This is Baba's house. Yeah. But Baba doesn't stamp. The sister said, this car is in Baba's house, so Baba has stamped it. But Baba wouldn't put a scratch as a stamp. He'd put a sticker. Yes, exactly. Exactly, yeah. It's an opportunity to see how much am I attached to these things? So that's what I was saying about things are just things. It's just a scratch. But to the degree that I reacted will show me, wow, how much I associated myself with that car or my image. Yeah. Right. So Gita saying that they got a new car and a big car in the center, and the other sister kept telling her, because Gita writes it more, so she said, you must make sure it doesn't get a scratch. You must make sure it doesn't get a scratch. And the first person to scratch it was that sister. That's exactly what I was saying about law of attraction. It's like somebody's been such a good driver for so many years and they've been driving an old car. Then they think, okay, I'm rich now. It's about time I got a new car. And they go get a new car and, you know, again, oh, no, nobody should sit in it. Nobody should eat in it. Nobody should drink in it. Nobody should touch it. No, let me park it far away so that, no, nobody scratches the doors. And because they're so conscious of not damaging it, within the week something happens, you know. And with the old banger, they parked it anywhere and they drank anything and it was much more pleasant ride, you know, because you were carefree. But this is the point, yeah, that where are my thoughts going? Because wherever my thoughts are going, that is what I'm attracting. If I'm fear-based, which is that, oh, don't, then the mind is actually catching the fear. It's not catching the don't, it's catching the image of the scratch. And so that's what I'm invoking. Yeah, I had something else to say, but I've forgotten now, yeah. Uh-huh. So this is just saying, if I understand it correctly, yeah? Okay, let me see if I've understood it. So somebody embarks on service, doing service, and through doing service, and they're trying to use their virtues and qualities, they lose their peace and happiness. Whereas on the other hand, we're doing the service so that we can, you know, become peaceful and happy. But through service, somehow service, you know, whatever, the difficulties of service, we lose our peace and happiness, right? That's the question. So they back out from doing the service. So how do you explain to them? Yeah. Well, I would say then that I think it hasn't been understood properly. Like, what is real peace and happiness? Yeah, see, for us now, peace is not just, oh, it's all nice and quiet. It's just no noise. That's not peace anymore. Peace for me now, after many years, means to be at peace. So that means I'm at peace with you in service. I'm at peace with, okay, I didn't get this opportunity, I'm glad you got it. I'm at peace with, I didn't get to go to that program, or I wasn't invited. I'm at peace with all that. Yeah, content. I'm content at the drama. I'm content with my karma. I'm content with my fortune. This for me now is the meaning of being at peace. So it's not just peaceful like no thoughts or no waste thoughts. No, I think the deeper meaning of to be at peace, the Om Shanti that we say, is I'm really at peace with my drama. Because I now realize I have created my drama. You know, if I'm not getting the opportunity, then there's something I have not developed in myself, which is why I'm not there yet. Or which is why I'm not noticed yet, or which is why people don't see me worthy or deserving or whatever. You know, it's like I have to accept the truth of what I'm creating or not creating. And then happiness too. It's not just happy like, it's not the temporary happiness. Oh, I got this opportunity, see, so I'm happy. That is so limited and that is so shallow. But just happiness from inside for just being with God. Just happy to be, you know, living this life, to be happy to have received the knowledge. It's a very deep, it comes from a very deep place. and this is what I was going to say actually, I know certain souls who have not got to that point yet, but are kind of thrown into service. And so somewhere they are looking for their recognition from service. Yeah, expecting. Yeah, they're expecting, oh, maybe I'll get the recognition, the approval, the love, you know, I'll be recognized, and in that way I might be a bit happier. So that's still the Lokic definition, isn't it? Because in the Lokic world, that's what people do, is they think they have to climb the ladder. If I do this, then I'll get this, and I'll get this, and I'll get this. And in Baba's Gyan, that doesn't work. And these souls, they might do service, and they might get a bit of credit for it, but in the long run, as you said, they will get tired. Because in a way, their needs, which are kind of superficial needs, are not met. So if I can do the real work of really, as I keep saying, I have to use Gyan, I have to use the knowledge, and I really understand it deeply, you know. And the thing with this is, the knowledge is also the truth, so I have to be so truthful with myself. And then, really, things start to click, and then doors start to open. Because I am totally honest with myself. It's like totally naked, got nothing to hide. Yes, power to face. Power to see things for what they are. It's not face as in face, but power to really be an observer to my drama and to see things for what they are, rather than trying to justify in my mind. Oh, see, I didn't get this because the other sister was there. Or, you know, it's like sometimes I justify things, why they didn't happen to me, and why I wasn't given that opportunity. And how can you encourage someone to be content? Well, I think what helps really is just having nice, deep dialogues on just bringing up these issues. You know, like, really it's important to talk about these things openly and not be shy about it. And communication is the key, really. To allow people to see, like, what am I doing, and, you know, what am I not doing. And see, you can't really make anybody content. Contentment is one of those things that has to come from deep within you. I can't say, right, be content. You know, like with a kid, you say, be happy with this lolly. Is he going to be happy with that lolly? No, he might make you think he's okay with it now, but he'd still like the chocolate. You know, you can't make somebody content. Contentment is a feeling that has to come from inside, and I can only say it with my own heart that, you know what, I am so content. But all that needs a lot of inner work of seeing my fortune and thanking Baba, and, you know, it's everything. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Then there can be contentment. But if I'm always seeing my glass half empty, see, Gita has that nice sari, I don't have that nice sari. If I'm always comparing, competing, jealous, I'll never be content. I need to, you know, feel that I have everything that I need right here, right now. Yeah. Did you have your hand up, Aruna? No. Well, there's 5 more minutes. Any questions? Because I have to finish on time, I'm told. There's something else happening. Oh no, Sarala Didi is coming, I think. Yeah. Anything else? Good, you're a good group to please. Oh, is everybody wah and content and Gita? So Gita saying, there's a difference between doing and between letting Baba do. And from my experience, yes, you're right, you know. I think especially moving to the Middle East has been a big humbling process, because I totally know that it's not me doing. We can't, you know, if we as individuals were to go, we could not achieve what we are achieving, and it's really Baba. Okay, so how to do that? So, the thing is, of course, you learn through hard knocks. So initially, you know, you think you're doing, and then things don't happen. And not that doors are closing, but this maybe things are not happening. And or things are not going as fast as you think they should be going. Then you sit down and you talk to Baba and you say, Baba, okay, you know what? I'm a bit tired now. I need your help. And can you help? And then really you start to see that when I get out of the way, so it's not literally I get out of the way, but when I, the ego, or I, the thinking being that I'm doing, when I get out of the way, I'm still there and Baba's still using me like a puppet, but when I really feel like, you know, Baba's getting it done, then things start to shift. So, I don't know, it's something like just thinking it through, really, I think. And of course, with time, and then you realize, like I'm really saying now with conviction, it's not us, it's really Baba. Because I know how these countries work now, and the safety, the other whole element is safety. You know, like we're saying things that may not be approved, and, you know, not that it's anything negative, and I'm sure this will be recorded. But it's not anything negative, but it's just, you know, they have their way, and, you know, they might not agree with your way, and they have a right to say no. It's not an open country, and you don't have a speaker's box where you can say what you want when you want. So even the whole aspect of safety, and you just feel like it's Baba's work, Baba's looking after you. And also many times in Amrit Vela, you know, there's some like projects or programs, retreats, and I used to think, okay, Baba, what shall we have as the title? Okay, Baba, what should the leaflet or pamphlet look like? Or, you know, I'd be talking to Baba about these things, and really I'd get a touching, or I'd think, oh, contact this one, you know, let's ask him if he would sponsor the printing or something like that. And I don't want to say, like, I don't believe in this touching thing, touching business where, you know, I think, oh, I'm touched by God. But just somehow the thought comes. I'm sitting with Baba and the thought comes that maybe I should do this. And then I do. And most of the time it turns out as, you know, you thought about in meditation. But you see the difference, I think. You see the difference of when you think you're doing, and then you also get trapped, you know, because if you take the fame, you have to take the defamation. So that I've learned with time. So I'd rather him get all the credit, because then I don't take the defamation either, you know. So let Baba take all the praise, and you just get out of the way. But yeah, I think it's just through time and experience of just allowing Baba and using Baba and being with Baba. And really, many times I think of, like, say the last moment. Like we always say, right, when there's going to be destruction. I mean, we have to have a clear line of intellect to know what to do at that time. So many times I have this thought that, you know, I can't get caught up in anything, because then if Baba wants to touch my intellect, you know, leave now or do this or go there, then I should have that very clear of what it is that I need to do. So, I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah, letting God, letting go, letting God. So anyway, from now, everybody can say Wa, at least. Wa, Baba. And then, actually, I wanted to talk a bit about drama and all that, but didn't get around to it. But just the thing of drama, how just drama, like there were many years in the beginning of my Brahmin life where I really felt drama, like drama was my mother, Ma. And I think that was a really good foundation for me, that like we have many mothers, right? We have Brahma, we have Mamma, we have Drama, you know, Dadi Ma, Dadi Janki was like a mom. But Drama, you know, I really felt like, Aruna, it's okay, everything that's happening is only nurturing you. It's only helping you. And to see that Drama was actually going to take care of many things. And I see that now as well. If I find that I'm in a difficult situation where I have to say something to somebody, or, you know, things are not going as we had planned for, say, conferences or retreats, then I just take a moment and I say, you know, I have the faith now that really Drama will sort it out. Because if our intentions are very pure, and I have faith in the Drama of life, then it will. It has to sort itself out. So it's just trusting that things will all work out, you know, for the better. And not to doubt, not to question. Key word is faith, yeah. Drama is what? Yeah. No, you have to think that. You have to think that it is for the best. Again, in that moment, like I break my leg, for example, you know? I break my leg, and in that moment I might think, oh, it's not good, because now I can't do many other things. But when you break your leg, and then you're sitting on the bed, and then you think, oh, I've got all this time now to read the stuff I wanted to see the YouTubes I wanted to you know, have Skype conversations that I wanted to, and, you know, it's like you do turn waste into best then. So it is. It has to be. Okay, so let's stop here.